Bischazar zeh nish ba khis shaga vem yhudim sagt es gitn daflam mit khas. Zogt mer of shombar aber ner yechn in set of a slave escapes from jail, he goes out free from his master. Moreover, we force his master to try to get shikhar for him. Fakt mer our mission set of shimon leil says no matter the intent of having ransomed the slave, if he was ransomed he remains a slave. Now rabar khan ner yechn in set we always pass like the view of shimon leil in the mission except for three places. Zakh ner yechn pass like shimon leil in our mission. And also say that a slave who escapes from jail is free from his master as well. Now according to Abaya, we can say that our mission is discussing before the master was meyayish. And in the case of escaping the jail, is discussing after the master was meyayish. However, according to Rava, who says that even the mission is discussing after yish, we have a contradiction over here in Rabbi Yochanan. Rava would answer, the reason he continues to be a slave in our Mishnah is based on chizkiyah, that a slave will have himself captured just to free himself of his master. However, when dealing with a slave who escaped from prison, who risked his life to escape, there's no concern that he put himself into prison to try and free himself of his master. That's why, in that case, he goes out free from his master. The verse of the Maisa, Shmuel's maidservant was captured, and some Jews ransomed her with the intent for her to remain a slave. They sent her back to Shmuel and told him, We hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said that the slave must always remain a slave. And even if you hold like the Rabbanan, we ransomed her with intent to remain a slave, and therefore she still belongs to you. Their mistake was that they thought Shmuel had not yet been Meyayish, but in truth, he had already been Meyayish. With regard to Shmuel, not only did he not take her back, he said she is free without even needing to get shikhar, because he dashes the pasuk to teach if a person is mafkir, a slave, the slave is free and does not need to get shikhar. Another maaser, Rabbi Abba Bar Zuta's maaser, was captured and was redeemed by a goy for the purpose of marrying her. The Rabbanan sent to Rabbi Abba, if you want to do the right thing and help her, send her a get shikhar. If the Rabbanan were able to redeem her from the goy, why did they need him to send a get shikhar? If they were not able to do so, how would this sending the get shikhar help her situation? Mora says, they were able to redeem her from the goy. They wanted him to send her a get shikhar because if he did, and she thereby becomes a full-fledged Jew, it would be much easier to raise necessary funds to redeem her from the goy. Another answer, Dr. Mora, they were not able to redeem her. The goy was unwilling, but they figured that if a get shikhar is sent to her, the goy would become disenchanted with her since this shows that she was a slave, and will then allow her maybe to be redeemed. In fact, we have learned that goyim want anything that belongs to a Jew, so why would the fact that she was a slave to a Jew cause them to lose interest in her? The Gemara says in private, they want that, but when it becomes known publicly, it's embarrassing for them. Therefore, the sending of the get shikhar would make him lose interest in her. Another Maya said there was a maidservant with whom men were sinning. Abaya said, if not for the statement of Yehuda named Shmuel, who said that one is over and a say if he frees a slave, I would force his master to free this woman so that she can marry a Jew, and would put an end to that behavior. Ravina said, in such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's permitted for to free her, to prevent the averus from happening. In fact, we find that Rav Nachman Yitzchak instructed that a master fully free his maidservant who was already half freed because men were doing averus with her. This is contrary to what Abaya said above. So in Abaya's case, it's possible to marry her off to a slave, and that too maybe would put an end to the averus, and there was therefore maybe no need to free. In this case, however, when she was half freed, since she was already half freed, the only way she could marry would be if she became totally free. We have mentioned above that Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel said that one is over and asay if he frees a slave. This is based on the pasuk of Le'olam Behem Ta'avoidu. We have learned that Rabbi Eliezer freed a slave when he needed a person for a minion. Gemara said, you're allowed to free a slave for fulfillment of a mitzvah. The Gemara says, you can't answer Rabbi Eliezer held like Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the asay to keep them forever is not an obligation, because we find that Rabbi Eliezer clearly says that it actually is a chiyuv, and therefore that wouldn't be a valid teretz. Rabbi said three things cause a person to lose his wealth: letting slaves go free, checking on properties on Shabbos, and making their Shabbos meals the same time as the Rav's drasha. Rabbi, in the name of Rav, said if one makes a slave hegdish, the slave goes out free. The reason is his body can't become kaddish, and he didn't mean to make his value kaddish because he would have been more specific. Therefore, what he must have meant it was that the slave should become part of the holy nation, meaning Yidden, and that's what he must have meant to free him. Rabbi Yosef named Rav said, if one makes a slave hefker, he goes out free. Mar says, Rabbi would definitely agree with Rabbi Yosef. If one declares a slave to be hefker, he would go out free. Rabbi Yosef, on the other hand, may not agree with Rabbi, because he could say that the person meant to make the value of the slave kodesh. Fekmar, does a slave who is freed using one of these ways need to get shikhar? So Rabbi Chiba Avraham named Rav said that he does need to get shikhar. Rabbi asks on himself. A braisa says that if a slave is made hegdish, the slave should be sold to others, and they may free him if they want. This suggests that the slave was meant to be kaddish for his value. Mar said, we can't ask him Rav from a braisa, because Rav is a Tana, and therefore probably he can argue on the braisa. In fact, a braisa learns from a pasuk that a slave can be given to hegdish. Mar said, the braisa is discussing where the person specifically says is being given for its value. We can't say this in the other braisa brought as a question, because if he was only made kaddish for his value, how can he be sold to others to be freed? The master must give the slave's value. value. There's no ownership given to Hekdesh at all. Therefore, that can't be what's meant over there. Frekmar Brisa says that the slave is given to Hekdesh, the slave may work for food because he is only Hekdesh for his value. We see that he doesn't go out free, and this is not what Rabbah said. But I said this Brisa follows Rabbi Meir, who says that we must follow what one says because he would not promise something to Hekdesh without purpose. However, according to Rabbanan, we would say that the statement said was a statement to make the slave free.